In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that by mandating private coverage of contraception to female employees, the federal government was in violation of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The ruling applies to what the court defines as closely held corporations, such as Hobby Lobby, which is a family-owned company and one of the defendants in the case. Hobby Lobby's owners have maintained that paying for their workers' birth control goes against their religious beliefs. The Affordable Care Act, passed in 2010, required insurance plans to include coverage for contraceptives. But as a result of the High Court's ruling, Hobby Lobby and similar companies with religious objections will no longer be held to that requirement. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, who co-sponsored the Religious Freedom Restoration Act with the late Senator Ted Kennedy, hailed the court's ruling in a guest column in USA Today. Hatch stressed that the decision was about much more than birth control, saying, quote, "It is about whether the political agenda of some will trump the religious liberty of all." Kerry Galloway, the CEO of the Planned Parenthood Association of Utah, calls the ruling disturbing and says the justices should have focused more on the public health implications of their decision.
I happen to belong to 50% of the population who uses contraception to control my fertility and to plan my family. The boss of where I work has personal religious beliefs. They should not control the type of health care that the National Institutes of Health say are a rock bed of public health.
According to its website, there are 6 Hobby Lobby locations in Utah. According to Forbes, the company employs over 20,000 workers nationwide. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.